Trading in futures products entails significant risk of loss, which must be understood prior to trading and may not be appropriate for all investors.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday, April 30th, 5:28 a.m. Central Time. Grain markets are a little bit lower this morning. July corn futures down one at 4:48 and a quarter. July soybeans down a quarter at 11:81 and three quarters. July Chicago wheat down six and a quarter at 6:02 and a quarter. July Kansas City wheat down seven and a quarter at 6:43 and a quarter. July spring wheat down four and a quarter at 7:03 and a half. Let's start off with some soybean demand news.
The U.S. share of China's soybean market will further decline this year. The drop is partially attributed to a bumper soybean crop coming out of Argentina. Argentina is forecast to produce 50 million metric tons of soybeans this year, double what it produced last year during a historic drought. The Brazilian soybean crop is also slated to hold a significant share of China's market due to its competitive prices. Last year, the United States' share of the Chinese market fell to 24%. Chinese traders expect that number to decline further because of the presidential election. There is concern among Chinese soybean crushers that if Trump were to be elected president, it could lead to restrictions on U.S. soybean imports.
We've got negative soybean demand news on multiple fronts this week. Yesterday, we talked about how the crush expansion is not exactly going as planned, which is one issue. And then the export piece is a second issue. This is the chart that or graphic that Reuters had in this piece. U.S. market share, this is China soybean imports. U.S. market share in 2023 shrank to 24% from 33% in 2021, while Brazil's market share grew to 70% from 60% during the same period. When you look at your big three soybean producers, one of the issues here is that Argentina had a crop failure last year. They were 25 million. They're going to double output in Argentina or close to it this year. The soybean export pricing dynamics, we've all been made aware that U.S. soybeans are just overpriced on the export market. USDA continues to project that, one, exports are going to be kind of soft, and two, crush is going to be really, really good. And I don't disagree with the crush piece, but the stuff that we talked about yesterday, you know, a lot of the projects that had been planned have now been kind of halted. And stuff that hadn't been started may not actually be completed anytime soon. I still think we'll crush a record amount of beans next year, but there are some things in question. I'll tell you this. I know this all sounds bearish, and I know that when we talk about the demand base, it sounds really bearish. But maybe on a separate note, if you get into a weather market this summer and the trade thinks even for a moment that the yield for the United States is going to be like, say, 48 instead of 51 or 52, that's rally time, and none of this stuff will matter for a moment in time. We're not there yet. We're not into weather market season, but it'll be here before you know it.
An Argentine oilseed union, is on strike. The Argentine Oilseed Crushers Union went on strike on Monday in protest of a bill that Argentina's president, Javier Milei, introduced. The bill includes measures to reduce the minimum salary that is subject to income tax. It also includes labor reform. Milei had planned to reduce high inflation and alter public spending when he took office back in December. However, opposition from the center-left and unions has hindered his efforts. The strike is expected to last through today while Congress debates the legislation or longer if necessary.
There's always a strike in Argentina. Every year, there's a couple of them. I don't know if this one is different. It's your oilseed union. I think in a lot of situations, it's like port workers and things like that. I read in a couple different places that maybe this had an impact on the soybean market this week. I don't know if I believe that necessarily. We'll keep an eye on it, though. My experience would tell me that this does not matter, but maybe it does this time. I'm not going to say it can't.
So if you guys have not checked out our premium content, you need to do so. Joe, can you tell me about the video you put together with Pete Meyer yesterday?
Pete Meyer is our resident biofuel renewables expert. Is the crush expansion on hold? We went into detail on this on the forthcoming GREET model guidance, which is supposed to be out today, I believe. We should see some updated news there. If you guys are interested in the biofuel renewable space, if you're interested in the crush expansion, if you're interested in SAF, you got to sign up for the premium deal and see what Pete has to say about this. He knows, I think, everything there is to know, honestly, about all of this stuff. So as this situation develops, and this is going to be a multi-year transition that we move into SAF, we move into crushing more soybeans, which is already underway to some extent. This is stuff that you got to watch. Pete also kind of gave his 2 cents on grain marketing and market direction, that sort of thing. If you want to see the premium stuff, go to standardgrain.com this morning. You can sign up. I will forward you a copy of this morning's email, which includes that video with Pete along with our 6 most recent premium videos. We also had some new cash grain marketing recommendations out this morning. If you guys want to see the premium stuff, sign up today, $50 per month. Cancel at any time. No other fee, no other obligation. Nobody will try to sell you anything else. This is really the best and only way to support what we're doing here. Without the premium subs, YouTube doesn't exist. The podcast doesn't exist. We don't do sponsors. We don't do corporate backing. This is all funded by you guys. So give that deal a shot this morning.
Rain moved over far eastern areas of the U.S. Corn Belt this morning. The radar is active over parts of Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Overnight rains hit Indiana and parts of Illinois. The forecast offers more rain for Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, eastern Kansas, and northern Missouri over the next 5 days. These rains are likely to return to the western Corn Belt and elsewhere by Thursday. The next week to 10 days are likely to provide an active pattern that could hinder planting progress, but may also help to alleviate drought conditions.
I think the rain overall is probably welcome. There's going to be time to plant the crop, I think. I don't think delays are a major concern yet. We'll jump to crop progress. But a wet forecast, certainly for Iowa, for southern Minnesota, for northern Missouri, eastern part of Kansas, down into Oklahoma and Texas. The forecast, if you're trying to be moving here and planting, it's not ideal in those areas. I threw this in here this morning. I forgot I had this. Okay, so I ran this chart last week, and I'll show it to you again. If you think the market's going to rally right now on planting delays, you're probably missing the boat. First of all, when we get into the crop progress report, you'll see that there are no delays, not yet. If you were to run into delays, when does the market start to care? 2019 was the year in which we had extreme planting delays. And in that year, the market posted a bottom on May 13th and then rallied into the mid part of June when we topped. It was like a dollar per bushel rally, which was very, very substantial at that time. I don't think this is happening this year. I don't think this is on the table. But if you were to run into some extreme situation where it keeps raining, it doesn't stop, this is maybe what you could expect in regard to timing. Every year is different, but that's probably your best analog for an extreme situation, which again, it's not what I'm predicting. I don't believe that's going to happen. But if it did, maybe this is how it could look.
U.S. corn planting is ahead of schedule. The crop was 27% planted nationally as of Sunday, compared to 22% on average and 12% the prior week. States that are 30% planted or better include Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. States with 10% planted or less include Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, North Dakota, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Soybean planting was reported at 18% complete nationally versus 10% on average and 8% the previous week. States that are 25% planted or better include Arkansas, Illinois, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. States with 10% planted or less include Indiana, Michigan, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, and South Dakota.
So as I mentioned, as of right now, there are no delays, not really. Indiana's a little bit behind, 8% done with corn versus 13 on average. Illinois is right on par with their average for corn planting at 25. And then your western Corn Belt areas that are going to be wet are ahead of schedule. Iowa's 39% done with corn versus 28 on average. Minnesota's 30% done versus 18 on average. So I don't see an issue right now. Your national numbers and most of your state numbers way out ahead of schedule. What about winter wheat conditions?
As of Sunday, the crop was rated 49% good to excellent nationally versus 50% last week and 44% on average. The rating was in line with analysts' expectations and was the highest rating for this time of year since 2020. The crop was rated 16% poor to very poor, which was steady with the previous week. The crop is 30% headed nationally versus 17% last week and 21% on average. The U.S. spring wheat crop is 34% planted versus 15% last week and 19% on average.
Yesterday, we saw a fairly sharp decline in the SRW wheat market, and that may have to do with the idea that ratings are very good. You're 70, 80, almost 90% good to excellent in Illinois. Illinois is 87% good to excellent wheat. The problem, if there is one, is in HRW wheat country in the Southern Plains. Kansas is only rated 31% good to excellent. That's down from 36 last week. Oklahoma's 46. down from 49. Colorado's 46, down from 51. And the forecast, they missed the rains over the weekend largely in HRWE country. And the forecast is kind of spotty, like maybe some areas of central Kansas, some of, say, southern Nebraska, maybe parts of these areas of Colorado will see some rain, but a lot of it's going to miss out. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a further decline in HRWE country in particular as we move forward here. What else do we got? Shipments?
Yeah, we sure do. U.S. corn shipments declined last week. USDA reported that 48 million bushels of corn were inspected for export during the week ending April 25th. The print was down 26% from the previous week and down 19% compared to the same week last year. Soybean shipments were soft at 9 million bushels. Shipments were down 44% versus the prior week and down 39% compared to the same week last year. Wheat shipments were reported at 18 million bushels, up 6.9% from the previous week and up 32% versus the same week last year.
I fear that USDA may have to cut its soybean export forecast again. We're just not doing what we need to be doing. It's not supposed to be a great time of year for soybean shipments anyways, but we're lacking a little bit. Corn, you're probably going to be close. Wheat, you're probably going to be close. Soybeans would be the problem. What did cattle do yesterday?
They were mostly lower yesterday. Feeders were down an average of 42 cents. Live cattle were down an average of 67 cents, except for 77 cents higher in the April contract. We did have an interesting announcement come out from USDA yesterday. The agency will start collecting samples of ground beef at retail stores in states with confirmed cases of bird flu in dairy cows to test the meat for bird flu. This announcement came out after the close. It came out at 4 o'clock. So it's anyone's guess today how that announcement will impact the markets.
Interesting. Okay. Outside markets here on Tuesday, U.S. dollars up just a little bit. Stocks are flat to marginally lower. Bonds off just a little bit. Crude oil is up 25 cents in the June WTI at 82.88. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.